Let's start down in what turns out to be an Argentinian song, but when it was first published, no one knew where it came from for sure, so we thought it was from maybe Mexico or something. But since then, someone has stepped up and proven that they wrote it, or some version of it.
Ansieto come l'aere che respiro, ansieto come la mañana se levanta, ansieto come che le canto e me puoi orri.
Did you get that? Feel free to hum along. I just want you to hear the Spanish. Hum along with the melody.
Dios está aquí. Ansieto come l'aere che respiro, ansieto come la mañana se levanta, ansieto come che le canto e me puoi orri.
Keep humming.
God is here today, as certain as the air I breathe, as certain as the morning sun that rises, as certain when I sing you'll hear my song. God is here today, God is here, as certain as the air I breathe, as certain as the air, as certain as the morning sun, as certain as the morning sun that rises, certain when I sing, as certain when I sing, you'll hear my beautiful harmony if you have it. God is here. God is here. As certain as the air I breathe. As certain as the air. As certain as the morning sun. As certain as the morning sun. Certain when I sing. As certain when I sing, you'll hear.
South part of India, it involves a performance of tablas, drums, two sets of drums. They're extremely sensitive instruments. You can get about 35 or 36 pitches on these two drums if you're really good. And they tend to speak back and forth. So one form is somewhat improvisational. Within certain stylistic guidelines, the drummer plays a pattern, and the other drummer's watching and listening and repeats that pattern. And the first drummer then gradually increases the complexity back and forth. And you know the style well, and it's amazing how that they can play off of each other. Well, Thomas Tangaraj, who retired now but taught at Tamar School of Theology, a minister of the Church of South India, he used to compose songs within this format. So the leader sings a part and the congregation sings back. And then gradually they become more difficult. So let's just practice. First of all, we have to learn the raga, a certain scale that implies in its culture, not only in this collection of notes, a specific song, but a certain mood. This happens to be a happy raga because of the nature of the song. But it could be a raga for certain sad times, or funerals, or weddings, morning, afternoon, evening. Quite an assortment of ragas, and someone who's really into the culture understands those kind of things. I was with one of my students from South India one time, and took the international students to the zoo, and there was a waterfall, and he said, "Stop. Can you hear the scale?" "No, I can't." "Yes, you can. Listen." And so he hummed these notes that came. And I have no doubt that in his experience with nature and whatever, that he heard music in that. So here's your raga.
La 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 la.
That's a collection of notes we're going to use.
La 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 la.
So your part is echo me. Halle,
hallelujah. Halle,
hallelujah. Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You got the idea. Now I'm going to fill in with a little invitation for you to sing, and we'll see if you can keep up.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rejoice and sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give a hand to our drone news. We'll come back and debrief these in just a bit. Let's go to Kenya. Let's go to Kenya. And it's time for the Psalter. And let's say that this is not, you know, a lot of people don't read in this particular congregation, so it's been interpreted a little bit different ways. So your response is going to be, Anna Fadhili.
Anna Fadhili.
Fadhili isn't this. Fadhili.
Fadhili.
Zamilele.
Zamilele.
I love the Zamilele. That's forever and ever. So it's Psalm 136. God's love, God's mercy endures forever and ever. Zamilele. Anna Fadhili. Zamilele. Pretty good. That's not with the enthusiasm I was looking for. Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Very nice. It's getting quite close. I think within several miles, it's getting very close. Yeah, you're doing quite well. What do I expect after I had that dessert? Oh my goodness.
Oh, yes.
I knew I shouldn't have, but. Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
You're doing quite well. This group's ears are tuned. A lot of people don't get that interval quite right. You're doing quite well. Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
It'll get easier. Now, let me have some of the guys here. Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Fadhili Zamilele.
Fadhili Zamilele.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I love it. Anna. Anna. Okay, ready.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Lele, there you go. Anna Fadhili Zamilele again. Anna Fadhili's at the base now.
Anna Fadhili Zamilele.
Beautiful. Now, in between each Anna Fadhili Zamilele, we're going to add four. This is a very musicological term from Kenya, hum grunts. Hum grunts. Now, a choir that can hum grunt together is really a tight choir. So here it is. Mm-hmm. And you got to come from below the note. The women, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You come from below it. Mm-hmm. 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 It's too pretty. It's too pretty. A little more grunt, okay? And then start from below and then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now think your normative sound is percussion music, not violin.
Mm-hmm.
So make your voice more like a percussion instrument, okay? You go, oh, this is good. We're going to be able to go on the road on this. Okay? Simply astounding. Okay, then add Anna Fadhili. Okay, here we go.
Anna Fadhili,
back to the hum grunt.
Anna Avili Zami Lele.
You're almost there now. As you're able, please rise. Stand behind your chair. Spread out a little bit here into this space. In the African church, the owls are meant for dancing. Okay. Not just for getting from one place. Oh, yeah, that's all come around now. Oh, yeah. We don't want any illicit bumping. We're going to do something that never happens at my church. We're all going to go the same direction at the same time. So we're going to go to your left, my right. Step in. Step. Now, this isn't necessarily an authentic step, but it's about as much as I can do being a white guy from Iowa. So, and then as you bring your foot in, add a little bit of clap. There you go. Now we're going to insert our hum grunt. Anna.
Anna Fadili.
Back to the hum grunt.
Anna Fadili.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for God is ever good.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
God is the God of gods. God is the Lord of lords.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
Our God alone does wonders. God made the earth and heavens.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
God made the sun by day and moon and stars by night.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
God led Israel out of Egypt and on into the promised land.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
God defeated Israel's armies, gave the land to Israel.
Anna Fadili Zamilele.
Give thanks unto the Lord, the God of earth and heaven.
Anna Fadili.
Anna Fadili.
Anna Fadili Zami.
One more time.
Anna Fadili Zami Lele.
Thus ended the reading. Okay, oh, so many countries, so little time. What was that? Let's go down to Brazil. It's the World Cup. Okay, so let's pick a little melody that's based on a Brazilian, so you see others are like it around the world. The birimbau, which is kind of like a bow and arrow. And you pluck the string and you get boom, 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 boom. When you're not able to shoot something, and boom, 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 and you put your thumb in the right place, raises it a step, boom, 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 boom. So you're going to be the birimbau. Kyrie,
Kyrie, Kyrie.
Good. And the melody is going to be a modal melody. We would call it Mixolydian mode, for those of you that really care. And would be a normal folk kind of melody over the top of the lyric.
Kyrie, Kyrie,
eleison, eleison,
Kyrie,
eleison. Oh, I want to make one more stop.
Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy.
Don't be afraid of it.
Lord have mercy on us. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have
taken a trip around the world with no jet lag?
I'm so close.
Well, sure. As a matter of fact, I like that idea. Take your Himmel. I've been wanting to do this thing anyway.
I alluded to it the other day, but this is the time to give you a little bit of the description behind it. Because it really is incredible. This is what the Japanese would call an old-fashioned Himmel. Because it uses the music associated with the court. It is page 465. I mentioned the other day, was it just yesterday? that this particular hymn was, you notice it comes 13 years after the end of the war. And Japan is still in a state of reconstruction. Christians have gathered. Now, put yourself in Japan's shoes here. They're inviting countries to visit them that they have occupied. In some cases, quite brutally. The list is long, from China, Singapore, Philippines, Korea, Taiwan. It's quite a list. But Christians are extending a hand. Maybe 1% of the population is Christian. So this is a really quite a minority group, but Christians are doing something very countercultural in this. So you can see from that. Let me play the music here. And at the end of each phrase, on the hell note, if I can have my bell again.
Oh.
You're higher than you just. Monophonic, except it would have heterophonic harmonization, which means that other instruments, maybe string or other kinds of instruments, would play the melody, but they would embellish around it. And if you get enough of them doing that, it would create its own harmony. Now, this is a traditional way of making music. Harmony as we know it. And you notice the harmony that's written here doesn't look like standard hymn harmony. It's got its own kind of different kind of approach. For example, those of you that are in this kind of thing, if you look at the third measure, you'll see parallel fourths. Mm-hmm. Bach, it's not because they didn't understand Bach, it's just that parallel fourths are okay. Notice how in the second line, what looks like the alto part in the accompaniment creates a little counterpoint. So it doesn't get into this block chord kind of thing. Again, for those of you that are not quite sure what all this means, it really is not important. Look at the very bottom of the first page. You'll see a succession going down in the bass and tenor in the accompaniment of parallel fifths. All the things you were taught not to do in first year theory. God can handle it. All right. So, hum the melody with me. And once you've got the melody, I'm going to start embellishing in a heterophonic way around the melody so that you get a little sense of that. And we continue with our percussion. We're linking hands with Christians in spite of cultural differences, the ravages of war, political situations. And what joined us together is the Savior's cross. Yeah. We're united. And when you've been with people that have suffered a lot, the cross, the suffering part of the cross is really quite strong. when I was in South Africa over Easter weekend in 2008, Good Friday was by far the more powerful and significant service than Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday was still full and good, but Good Friday was about 9 hours long. And Easter Sunday morning was only 2.5 or so. As we seek the realm of God, we unite to pray, Jesus, Savior, guide our steps, for you are the way. There's a couple of things here. There's an ethical kind of focus that, in some cases, you see this in Chinese hymns as well, that sort of belies an undergirding of a certain Confucian ethical behavior is expected. And Christians would be expected to have a certain behavior. I'm not saying they're Confucian, but it's so embedded in the culture. And in the way, you could be Taoist and called the way. So we're defining which way we're talking about. Jesus is the way. John 14:6. Yeah. Very nice. Did you notice the first stanza or did you need to sing it? Let's do the second stanza. Describing the nature of that conference, but they're describing this as a Pan-Asian hymn, of course, and many cultures, many countries would have a wide variety of languages spoken and dialects within those languages. But what brings us together? Again, we're one in God. So the first stanza was united around the cross, the second is one in God and one in love's demands. Love God, love your neighbor, that kind of love demands. And then you find a lot of Asian hymns mention both age and youth. And often age precedes youth in the discussion because I love to teach. I love to teach in Asia the older I get. You're all nice, but you're not nearly as nice as those Asians. So those Asian students, so the older you get, they just show so much respect. And there's a respect for age in the traditional society. And then teacher. I think the idea of teacher in the traditional culture is much closer to what Christ was as rabbi. Someone who, again, this teacher dwelled with us. Christ dwelled with his students. And the idea is that, and you see this in some of the patterns of teaching, and maybe Teresa, you can speak to this, but the teacher is a model, not just a conduit for information. Their life is a model. And when I was taking my brief sojourn into Koto lessons, the kind of a long stringed instrument, I found out that it was a very un-American way of teaching, where lots of times you're encouraged to show creativity. Well, it became pretty apparent after I was given a Japanese tune and then I embellished on it and played around with it that was not what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to learn it exactly as my teacher taught. And basically, in a very nice, respectful way, she told me, when you're as good as I am, you can do those things. Okay. I get it now. How does this ring, Teresa, in your experience?
Once I was practicing yanqing, it's a Chinese instrument.
Yeah.
It's the percussion, mm-hmm. percussive. Okay. With all those strings on the.
Yeah, almost like a dulcet, yes. Kind of hammered dulcimer.
Yes. Right, and then the teachers. Assigned me to do the work, and then, of course, I have to model after him, okay, and then he teach me, and he sit on the other opposite side to me, and then he just play a melody and asked me to like mirror him. But she, he, because he's on the opposite. Then I'm just mirroring with mm-hmm. him, and then every step that he instructs me to do, I have to closely imitate what the gesture, the sound produced, and then he seems to tell me that yes, he's the expert.
Yeah.
In this area. So if I have to do something out of this box or co-creative, except I become an expert someday.
Yeah.
So I have to try to do this. Okay, this is the Chinese way of thinking. The teacher is the model, and they has to be respect like their supreme.
You know, why do I even stay in the States when you can have students like that? I mean, I don't know. It's just. but seriously, what is the theological term that we use that talks about how we imitate Christ? Imago Dei. And part of our life is to become more in the image of God. There's that kind of concept. And so truth comes from that person. Notice it didn't say, for you have facts for me. Truth, I think, is much bigger than facts in this kind of context. Let's do the third stanza. Suffering that came out of that experience, but really is all over Asia in some form or another. And then the quality they see in the one whose life is the healer, for you are the life. And so a very beautiful one. And then finally, the last stanza as we went through is a prayer with imperative verbs. Grant, O God, and Adrian, you to fill with deathless love. Now there's one other aspect of this that I didn't point out, I alluded to. This melody was from the emperor's court. And there's a whole emperor's musical tradition that's separate from the folk tradition. The emperor has had, or has, I guess, still his own instruments, his own musicians, often handed down from generation to generation, own dance forms and art forms, and you only hear these, in the court. Now, it may be a little more transparent today, but at the time, this before the war, people might have heard this music on the radio, but they never saw it. They realized they had never heard the emperor's voice until he announced the surrender. That was how far removed. So you've got to ask the question, what was this Japanese musician thinking 13 years after the war to take the emperor's melody? It's called gagaku. It's a certain form. Everyone would recognize that. That's why the Japanese would call it old-fashioned music. It's emperor's music. Why would he take a gagaku melody and put it with John 14:6 from the emperor's court? Mm-hmm. Now, I know musicians, church musicians. It could be one of a couple of things, at least. One could be an earlier attempt at the musical enculturation in the church. Here's a melody that people would know. It's fairly easy to sing. It sounds Japanese. And they could do that. Well, yeah, but there's lots of melodies. I mean, this is revolutionary at this time to start playing around with the emperor's music before the war. That could have cost you something. So, I would like to think there's a theological purpose there. Someday I hope to ask the composer. that maybe the emperor is not the source of life now. We're putting Jesus in that place, especially with this text. I would lay odds that it's a fairly revolutionary thing that was going on there. But that's my Western way of thinking, so I can't be sure.
It speaks incarnationally to me. If you're going to take the emperor, and Jesus is the emperor, now you're going to take his words and put it in his melody and put it in the mouth of the people. That's kind of incarnation.
I think it's possible, but I have to say there's no written record of exactly why. And this is a very Western way of thinking, a kind of Japanese liberation theology, you might say, musically. But I don't think that's not very Japanese. But who knows? Who knows? Church musicians are strange. We do a lot of weird things. Well, let me thank you for bringing that up. I'm glad you did. Anyone see my clicker? There it is. Just to run through this. Not all, but there's a lot of shorter songs. Often you find themes of justice and peace. Now, keep in mind that what is filtered down to our hymnals or in our domain is a very small percentage of the repertoire. Mm-hmm. Frankly, the vast majority of it just isn't easily transferable. It's just so far removed from some of our practice. In some communities, it may be easier than others, depending upon their cultural constituency and background. So there's plenty of things out there in our practice, especially in the last 15, 20 years. There's more than we could ever use on this side of the Jordan. But it's just a small fraction of what's available because of the really different cultural context. You can even see, I kept it very modest, but the variety of landscapes, soundscapes, I mean, that we employ, fairly simple. Oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes an increased kinesthetic kind of participation. You just don't sit and mostly and sing an African song, most African songs, not all of them. Mm-hmm. Another thing, for example, in South Africa, you might encounter, if I were to do a streams of South Africa, I can think of at least four so main ones, and you may find all four of those in a lot of services. For example, Western hymns in translation. A folk kind of song. A hybrid freedom song style that might have been sung in the street. Original kind of hymns, or Western hymns that are Africanized in performance practice. And they tend to fit in different categories. Generally speaking, the leaders and the people are much closer together in experience. And it calls for us to have a much wider variety of pedagogical skills. And any of you that work with children's music are some of the best position to communicate this kind of song to people, because you're used to thinking how to break down songs into teachable units, imitation patterns, echoing. I'm so glad I started off as a children's music educator. You don't have to be childish in your way of teaching, but to have given you, except for the last hymn, which again is demanding more, to have given you music really kind of makes it hard almost to learn them. And then you can't free yourself up to move and to participate. It calls for an increased intensity. I was talking to someone yesterday and about the oral tradition, I forget where the person said they had been, and I said, well, I mean, we have that capacity, but it's not been tested because we're so visual. So one has to compensate for that. And, you know, I find outlining the melody, for example, like this, really helps visual learners retain that melody. Much more important than this. Mm-hmm. This doesn't really tell. Usually people can keep the beat, sort of, but outlining the melody makes a big difference. A certain kind of repetition. Constant, you know, encouragement. People are already feeling insecure. I don't think it's bad for people to feel insecure, necessarily. Theologically, I think I can only speak of myself, but God's done a lot more with me when I felt insecure than I felt like I knew everything. And so I don't apologize for that, but I want to take them to a place of where they can internalize this in some way. Any kind of guidance I can give, you know, I'll give you what you can't, I don't think works at all. This is a really hard song. it comes from a really strange place far away. Now, some of you are not going to like this. I mean, I've heard people do that. I don't know what their goal is, but it isn't to incorporate that as part of their language. Of course you can do this. What a gift we have that we live in the 21st century and these songs are being sent to us now instead of us sending all the ones there. You know, it just takes a few little words like that to change the whole thing. And perfection is highly overrated. Oh, you didn't get that right. Let's do that again. No. Shh. I've been to sessions like that too. And, you know, we have the advantage of Sundays coming around often, and so we'll refine it, but there's no rush. I love then, in most situations that I have the opportunity, I want to choir this Learn These in advance, because I can do more technical work with the choir. And then it's not just me doing it, but it's some of their own people who are communicating. And to add to it, if it's an intergenerational choir, it makes a big difference. Because the movement then just happens a little more naturally with the younger people. But I have had some great senior adults. I mentioned this the other day, but I can one case study and we'll take a break. I was a church I went back to three times in Fort Wayne. Not exactly the hotspot cultural diversity, but in Fort Wayne. But it was a great congregation. And so I made a point, I guess the first time I had dinner, it was with a group of octogenarians. And I just made a point of reconnecting with them. They were very affirming, always there at my presentations, whatever. So the last Sunday I was there, I was supposed to really pull all the global stops out. I had to work with the choir, young people, the whole thing. Well, this row of octogenarians, there was one guy and about seven women. And he had a, what do they call it? Zimmer in Europe, Walker, that was on the aisle. So I got this one song going. And, oh, yeah, so I told them at lunch, I said, I got this song, I really want the congregation to really let loose and dance. He said, what is it? So I sang it for him. So he actually led a conga line with these women following him with his walker. I mean, it was unbelievable. People just, when the old people did, everyone just relaxed. And everyone, you know, they discovered they had a body. But it was just a little glimpse of what the church could be, and in many ways the church can be. It was, and lots of times I think mainline worship, on a scale of 1 to 10, just really wants to hang around 4 to 6. Not too loud, not too soft, not too fast, not too slow, not too high, not too low. No. And I'm interested in a broader range of connection, you know, with people. There's lots of possibilities. I have written more on this than I probably should, more than I know, I think. So I'm going to kind of leave it at that, but I'll add one more thing. What is so important, I've tried to give you little glimpses of a face. And the Holly book, some of you had the one edition there. Here's the teacher's edition. You can look at it if you like. The way I designed this was a different kind of hymnology. There's three sections on each song. One song, one section gives some kind of cultural background or composer background or both, to put a face on it. The second section provides some musicological, stylistic elements. Again, it's not super perfect, but it at least moves in the direction of. And the third section is how you might use it in worship. There's the important thing, I think, is this can't just be dumped into worship like, okay, here's an African song, let's a happy, clappy African song, let's all just sing it, you know. Who sends it, how could we use it effectively? You didn't say something?
No.
So I think those things turn it into prayer rather than sort of ethnic candy. And it takes time. But I really would encourage you to, there's a CD that goes with it. We still, and you can find anything in the YouTube these days. And it's the kind of thing, use your ears to learn, and then let the score, and they may not always match exactly. Because whoever sings this stuff, in almost every song in his book, they didn't learn it from the music, written music. The written music was written down later. So it's in a specific key, because you got to write in a specific key. But in tradition with African music, I don't go, get a pitch and go. I start it where it's comfortable, my voice, and where they can sing it. Mm-hmm. I just start it. Because that's the way it would be. You don't, it's got to be in D major, you know, kind of thing. All right. Seven down, one to go. Just take a break.